Captain Larry Kesner knows the ins and outs of Seattle's water culture. He owns a boat called Fremont Avenue, and he's been giving narrated tours around Lake Union for the past 14 years. Kesner is a Seattle native. In contrast, KPLU's summer intern Allison Marcotte spends most of her time at the University of Illinois, which is surrounded by farmland. Marcotte took a ride on Kesner's boat on a recent weekend to learn more about this lake in the middle of the city.
It's noon here on a Saturday, and right now I'm on the Fremont Avenue passenger vessel. To the left, I see the historic ship wharf, and I also see the Museum of History and Industry, also known as MOHI. To the right, I have a view of the Seattle Space Needle and also Kenmore Air Harbor, with flights taking off and landing to and from Victoria. I'm originally from Elmhurst, Illinois, which is a western suburb of Chicago. We have Lake Michigan, but I've never lived anywhere where I'm completely submerged in this water culture. I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk to someone who knows the culture of the water and just kind of get his perspective.
Okay, welcome aboard the Fremont Avenue. Thank you guys for coming out. Good sports for the cloudy day here. We're going to start our tour along.
My name is Larry Kesner. I'm a captain. This is the Fremont Avenue. It's a tour boat, charter boat, and we do a lot of parties, stand-up cocktail parties, but we also do a thing called the ice cream cruise, and it's a fun little tour around the lake. We make chocolate root beer floats, strawberry cream floats, and dreamsicle floats.
How long have you been doing these tours for?
This has been almost 14 years, and there's been, I've calculated, I haven't counted exactly, but I've done about 2,800 loops around Lake Union.
What draws you to water? What's your favorite part about it?
Well, it's an exciting challenge out here. As a summer comes on and you've got a tremendous amount of congestion, you have to think about all of the variables that go on, of planes, sailboats, powerboats, stand-up paddleboarders, kayaks, and it's like a big game of three-dimensional chess out here, trying to figure out how to place yourself where you want to be. So you're constantly thinking, at any one time, what are the three things that can go wrong, and what are the six things I'm going to do about it?
Up ahead of us is the University Drawbridge. This is one of four very pretty World War I era drawbridges across.
Some of the bridges that are drawbridges that go up and down, we can actually pass under without them having to go up and down. We just clear underneath, so we don't have to demand a bridge opening. But the boats basically have a right-of-way going under those, and a tall boat, like a tugboat or a sailboat, other than at rush hour times, can demand to have the bridge raised for it, and because boats were here first.
How big does the mast have to be for it to warrant opening the bridge for it?
The lowest bridge is the Fremont Bridge, and that has a 30-foot clearance. The other drawbridges have 45-foot clearances. So the Fremont Bridge opens the most of all of the bridges because of that. A typical 26-foot sailboat would have a 30-foot mast, and it would probably make the bridge open as it passed.
Yeah, we've got a plane getting ready to take off here. He's just kind of, changed his mind. He's got me and a little canoe in front of him there.
We're only doing 5, 6, 7 miles an hour. We appear stationary in their mind speed. So we're like stumps. So they can pick a path, come down, and set the airplane down. Taking off, they're on the same level as we are, starting from zero. So it's a little more difficult.
So do they just kind of eyeball it to figure out where to land?
Yep. So just eyeball.
There's one of my competitors over there. That's a signal, one long, is port to port. I'm telling him we're going to pass left to left. You know, we're friendly competitors out here. It's vicious on the phone and, in the marketing. Once you're out here, it's very cordial. Everybody's looking out for each other. But nobody wants to get into a pickle out here. There's enough problems.
Beautiful little aisles down below in between these houseboats. On warm summer days, you just see cats all over the place, you know, on their backs, feet up in the air, just soaking it up. It's a good life to be a cat on a houseboat.
Bye-bye now. See you again. That's my show.
Great, okay.
That I lost somewhere, somehow along the way.
Monday morning sidewalk.
That was KPLU's Allison Marcotte talking with Captain Larry Kesner of the Fremont Avenue charter boat.